everybody. Happy Monday. This is Barb Schwartz. I get so excited, as you know. I'm so glad you're listening in. I've had some wonderful feedback from some of you that have emailed or called and say how much you love the show. It is a joy to be here with you. This is Barb Schwartz. You're listening to Home Staging with Barb and or Staging Your Life with Barb, because we talk about staging ideas in your home, decorating ideas, health tips, ideas about staying happy, really, in a stressful world, and making positive choices. That's what it's all about. Gives me great joy to welcome you to the show. We have an hour, you know, and it goes so fast. It's just incredible how quickly it goes. And I want to welcome you, whether you're listening in your car, through the internet, or on the actual radio. Welcome. I want to introduce you to my in-house producer that I really, really do think the world of, and his name is Eric. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Barb. I'm doing fantastic.
You look fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's always fabulous to see you.
Thank you. Thank you. And my hair is growing out a little bit. It's better than last week. My hair got cut off by accident really short because I was talking to the New York Times on my BlackBerry phone. And the next thing I know, she'd cut my hair off. But it's growing.
It's a good look for you.
Well, thanks. It's perky.
That's
I like
right.
to be perky.
And you're always perky.
And before we introduce our first special guest, because I have, everybody, two wonderful guests for you in two totally different areas of the country and two different topics, and I'm going to tell you about them in just a minute, I want to hear the latest saga event chapter of Eric's move, because Eric, my producer, has been moving. Now, have you stayed in your new place yet?
Last night was the first night that I got to sleep there. So
last night? That was your first night?
First night. We finally got the bed moved over and everything out of the apartment and into the new house. So
well, congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. You make it sound more exciting when you say it's a saga than,
It is a saga, I think, for all of us. It's an event. It can be very emotional, moving.
I consider it to be a victory that I did not trip on any of my stuff and kill myself
this
morning
good.
When I got up, because we still have stuff spread all over the house, you know.
Well, yeah.
From just bringing it in from the other apartment. Now we begin the fun process of unpacking.
This is good. So are there lots of boxes?
Where they're going to be.
Lots of boxes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are they stacked up?
No, not stacked up.
No,
just
they're not stacked.
Spread around.
They're just spread around. And last night, the first night, I think, in a new home, you hear noises that you didn't hear in your last home.
Mm-hmm.
So did you hear some noises and things? Or,
yes.
And you're like, what's that? No.
Exactly.
Do you have pets?
No, not yet.
I didn't remember that I had asked or not, because I was going to say, sometimes the move for the pets can go really well, and sometimes it's scary.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, it's scary for me, and hey, I'm a human. I'm used to it.
There you go. It's true. It's all transition, and it's a process. I love that word, process. So you are now in.
That's right.
You've had the first night, so that means you got the bed put together, you got the sheets on.
Yep.
And this is good. So how'd you sleep?
Good. Got a new bed, and it's very
good.
Comfortable, so it's it was pretty good, actually.
Way cool. What'd you do with the old bed?
That's going to be in the guest room now.
That's a good transition.
We actually have a guest room now.
You have a guest
<It's amazing>.
Room. This is exciting. So you have two bedrooms, and are there two bathrooms then?
Actually, there's a total of five bedrooms.
Wow.
And there is one and a half bath.
Five bedrooms.
Yeah.
Is this one story or two or what?
It's a two story.
Okay. Okay.
And one of the rooms is going to be an office / music room.
Oh, that makes sense.
And that's downstairs. And
that's
the
good.
Other ones we're still assigning roles to.
That's
one
so
will
exciting.
Be a guest room. One will be, I don't know, or the other two.
Well, you could have the music room downstairs and still have a computer office upstairs, too.
Yeah, I like to combine those two.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So.
Especially with your work.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
your mission, your vision, and your work. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Being in your new place, first night.
Couldn't have done it without you.
Well, thank you so much. Now we need to come and stage
true.
Your place. No.
Wait till we clear some of the clutter out of the way.
Okay.
That'll
we
be
could
great.
Do that. Well, congratulations. It is a big deal. And for all of us, home is where the heart is. And I always say when you move out of your home and to the next one, then that place becomes a house. And then it becomes a product on the open market when you're selling, that is. Because you take your heart with you, of course. I sure hope so. And it goes to the new place.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have a new home, and this time you have ownership, which means you're going to build equity, which is really great. And you can write off the taxes.
Yes.
That you pay, which when we're renting, we're not able to do. And a lot of us, maybe not you, but a lot of other people listening, and maybe you too, think that, wow, I don't have the money to buy a new place. And you know what? It's not true. It's not true, really. There's so many programs these days that are zero down and low interest rates. So call up your mortgage broker. And if you don't know who to call up, then get a hold of an agent that you trust. And if you don't know them, then go to my site, stagehomes.com. You will find wonderful accredited staging professional realtors, such as your realtor, Linda.
Linda Belisario.
Right there on the site, stagehomes.com. And they can refer you to a mortgage person. And the next thing you know, it's much more affordable than you realize. And I really believe in the American dream of owning our own home. So good for you.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. It's now my joy to interview my very first guest for all of us. She's our guest, actually. And when I think of this woman, let me describe her. First of all, she's very beautiful to look at, and that's the truth. I've always said, I want my hair like her hair. Long, blonde, beautiful hair. That's what I always wanted. I just didn't get it. When I tried it, though, it didn't look as good on me either. And then she is so pure in spirit and caring and sweet and really dedicated, I think. I really mean that. I only say what I mean. Life is short. I say speak up to really serving others. And this is such a great joy for me. And I'm so glad to see her again. Because I told her we didn't leave the island. We just temporarily kind of put an office in another area and then another area, and we're growing. And so I got to see Annalisa, who is my special guest, one of the owners of the Edgecliff Restaurant in downtown Langley on Whidbey Island. Annalisa, how are you today?
Well, after an introduction like that, I feel glowing.
Wonderful.
Good. Thank you.
You're always glowing.
You are.
And it's just so great to have you on the show. Thank you for saying yes.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a great honor and privilege to be on your show.
Well, thank you, sweetie pie. You know, I've known you since 1997 is the first day I met you. And when I went into the restaurant at that time, that was another restaurant, because now you have the Edgecliff as a owner there. I remember, and I told this to the owner of that restaurant, one of the reasons that I came there was because of you, because your graciousness, your friendliness. And tell everybody, where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Heidelberg, Germany, many, many years ago, in a very beautiful city. It was a gorgeous place to grow up, and I feel I'm very fortunate that I grew up in Europe, and now I'm able to live in this country. So I have the best of all worlds.
Yes. It is, yes. And we're blessed to have you here. When did you come to Whidbey Island?
The early 90s.
The early 90s. And did you come to another state in the U.S. before Washington State?
The very first time was California for just a short while, and then mostly the Pacific Northwest and a short while in Hawaii also.
Wow.
Yeah. I like islands, obviously.
Well, islands are great.
I go from one island to the next.
Well, we love our islands up in the Puget Sound area, and even though it's not the Whidbey Island radio show, I love introducing to people other people that I know on Whidbey Island, as well as the greater Seattle area, and as well as the whole United States, Canada, and the world, because we are so blessed to meet people from all over the world and get to know them. And your restaurant, tell us a little bit about the Edgecliff Restaurant.
Well, the Edgecliff Restaurant is actually an old building that was built in 1902 by a lady who came, which I think is very courageous, in her 50s from England, an unattached lady. And the thing I admire about that is that that wasn't easy like it is today. You don't get on a plane, you don't get on a ferry, and you're there. It was very rustic still. The island, I think, was pretty much settled in the mid-1800s. And so here she was with 15 acres and this little square box of a house, and that upper part of the restaurant is still the original part. And she farmed and grew all kinds of produce and things like that. And then there were different people that had the house. One of them, I actually had the pleasure of meeting this woman who walked in the restaurant and said, "My goodness, I have such wonderful memories. I grew up here." Oh. And there was a family that lived there who took in homeless children and other foster children. And she showed me a picture of what it looked like in the 40s when she was there with this couple and many other kids climbing in the walnut trees and just having a great time. So the thing that's most wonderful about the building is that it was an old house. It appeals to my sense of, you know, history and my background, that there's something there that gives it, immediately gives it a character and gives it a feeling and some very good energy and all these kind of things and lots of different things. We've had stories, too, where there was a friendly ghost or spirit inhabiting.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. When was that reported?
Oh, well, we've kind of always sensed it. Their story has been going around since it was first a restaurant. And some friendly presence that just kind of plays little tricks and makes things disappear and changes things around. And
I love it!
Yeah, the most interesting one was I had two gentlemen who both had similar leather jackets on. And when they picked up their jackets when they left, the contents of the pockets had been exchanged. And one of them took it in great stride. The other one was just about freaked out.
Really?
Yeah, but
wow.
He was Matty. He was the character that last lived in the house and pretty much had a, you know, if you walked in the house, somebody came downstairs from the bedroom and he said, well, I'd like a beer because there was a Bud sign on the door. And she said, sure, I'll give you one. And he drank his beer. And when he was finished, I said, how much is it? He said, nothing. You've been in somebody's home.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Yep. I just love these stories.
It's
this, you know, the Edgecliff, everyone, is in downtown Langley. And Langley is on Whidbey Island, which is only a 15-minute ferry ride from the Mukilteo Ferry out by Everett over to Clinton, where you dock. Mm-hmm. And then you just go straight up the road off the ferry, take a right at the sign that says Langley. And when you come into town, Annalisa's Edgecliff is right there on your right with the most incredible view you could ever see. And when we come back from our commercial break, because we're going to take a break now, Annalisa, you stay tuned. I'm excited to visit with you more. We will hear more about the ghosts and the food and the view and our dear Annalisa when we return from our commercial break. This is Barb Schwarz. You're listening to Staging Life with Barb, 1150 a.m. on the dial, KKNW, Positive Choice Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everybody. This is Barb Schwarz. Thanks for listening. It is my joy to welcome you back to my show, Staging Life with Barb, home staging with Barb, really. And you know, our life is a stage because you're the actor, you're the director, the producer, and part of that is where we live, how we live, how we take care of our bodies, and even what we eat, of course, and where we eat. And I eat out a lot. And so when I saw Annalisa last week, it seems like it's been, you know, just yesterday, the time goes so fast, I asked if she'd come on the show. And she is one of the owners of the Edgecliff restaurant. And we were just talking about the ghosts that have been in the house, because the restaurant is really a house. And you said it was built in 1902?
1902. Uh-huh.
That is so amazing. Now, tell us what the view is from the restaurant.
Well, first of all, this is a house that sits literally on the edge of a cliff.
Right.
And we have the most incredible, magical view of water, of Kameno Island, of the mainland, of the Cascade Mountains, and oftentimes, I mean, I have spent so much time there, but there isn't one day that goes by where I see something that I haven't seen before, whether it's the light, you know, on the sailboats or lighting up a cove, or a rainbow coming straight out of the water, clouds in most incredible colors. It's just very, very beautiful and very soothing, and so therefore people have a view from every table and sit and linger and enjoy. And it's fun to watch them not only enjoy their food, but also just daydream and relax and enjoy that view and find, and it seems very soothing. It has a great effect on people.
Well, it really does, and I can testify to that myself. And I love the outdoor area, too, that we can sit out in the summer and when the weather is really good like it is today. And tell us a few things, because I really invite everyone to go over to Whidbey Island, to Langley, and to go and sit at the Edgecliff and have a little or a big dinner of your choice, appetizers, etc. And tell us, what are your hours for the restaurant?
We're open 7 days a week because we want everyone to enjoy the view every single day. Lunch hours are 11:30 to 2:30, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 3. We open for dinner every day at 5, and they're open till 9 through the week, and the weekends till 10 o'clock, Friday and Saturday till 10.
So wonderful. And what is the phone number of the restaurant for reservations? And this is for the Edgecliff Restaurant in Langley on Whidbey Island, the south end where you just take the Mukilteo Ferry. What's the phone number, sweetie?
The phone number is area code 360. And 8899.
And I'm going to do that again. It's 360. That's the area code, everyone. The prefix then is 221, which means it's in Langley. And the last four numbers are what?
8899.
8899. And I know sometimes we don't have our pencil ready, so that's why I wanted to repeat it. And you can call and talk to anyone at the Edgecliff or even ask for Annalisa and say, what's for dinner? No. Tell us what the menu is. What is your overall menu? How do you like to describe it?
I'd like to describe it in a sense that we take advantage of all the different things this country offers. So I suppose I'd call it a new American cuisine, which to me means incorporating all the little elements that all the different ethnic groups bring to the country. So there'll be something with pasta, wonderful raviolis filled with butternut squash, or chicken dishes that are unusual, simple steaks, things with peanut sauce, pastas with peanut sauce, risotto, smoked duck, just a nice variety. And our chef is extremely good at accommodating vegan diets, special diets, or just creating something for those who would wish to have something completely off the charts that can be two or three courses or more. It's completely up to the people. So we're really happy with a very nice basic menu, but we love to be very flexible. And if you come on a Sunday and you really need to have an omelet, we can do that as well.
Isn't that great? So I know I've had fabulous salmon there.
Mm-hmm.
I have wonderful salads there. I love your salads, and I'm a big salad eater. And the desserts also are just off the charts.
The desserts are painted plates, which means you draw with sauces, with raspberry puree and chocolate and orange, and you make beautiful designs. And I call our desserts highly nutritious because they feed the soul.
Well, this is important. We want to feed our soul. That's one of the reasons to come, between the view and the beautiful building. And you have a gorgeous lawn outside that I know you also cater to. Weddings will be there, or mm-hmm. birthday parties. And there's a beautiful place outside, which could even be spring, summer, and fall, because we have such wonderful Indian summers, as we call them here in the greater Northwest. Mm-hmm. And I had Jenny Norris, one of our special accredited staging professional masters, who's a friend of mine and also our StageTomes.com coach, and her husband John. They're from the Sacramento, California area, and there are four children, and we all just had a large area outside that we set on the patio, and we just had the best time.
Good.
Everybody talked about how fabulous the food was. And you were so accommodating for the little ones with their milk and the little things they wanted to eat, as well as for, of course, the fabulous dishes that as adults we were able to order from the menu. What is one of your favorite dishes on the menu? Tell us the name of it.
Well, that's somewhat difficult because everyone likes something different. We definitely have the raviolis that are very popular, but there are people also who just need to have a bowl of cioppino and need to have a lovely steak. So it's hard to pinpoint it. People ask me that question a lot, and I just said it's so much based on what someone's taste is, and they'll pick certain things. So I would say we don't have one particular one, but three or four or five, and people will come for that thing. You know, the next person will just come to have that
right.
wonderful mixed green salad with the walnuts and the blue cheese and the apples. So
yes, the apples and the walnuts. I love that salad.
Uh-huh.
And it has cheese?
It has blue cheese. And we
blue
get our
cheese.
Greens during the summer, at least, from local farmers. So it's very fresh, organically grown. We buy the best fish we can. We have, you know, just the best quality we can have. So it makes a big difference.
It really does make a big difference. And the organically grown is not always easy to find when you're on the mainland, which, of course, would be the Seattle area. So for a romantic evening, just call up and get reservations and then just get on the ferry. It's only a 15-minute ride and drive over. And then just you will enjoy so much being at the Edgecliff, eating the wonderful food and looking out at the view. And one of the special things, though, is Annalisa. And you are one of the owners there, right?
Yes.
Which means that you work all the time.
Just about.
That's right.
Today.
That's right. And so Langley is such a precious place in the first place, and the house is such a special house. And when you shared the history with us, and the lady, I could just visualize this lady that started by coming over, you said, by
uh-huh.
herself
yeah.
back in the early 1900s and doing that. She was like a pioneer.
I think so, yes.
And you're a pioneer too, girl, because we all are.
Well, we all are, yes.
We all are for our time, because 100 years from now, they're going to look at us like pioneers. And so I want to congratulate you on your willingness and your real giving spirit, and you're stepping up to the plate to take on the entrepreneurship that you have by owning and running a restaurant, and your chef is just like the best.
He's a genius. He's an artist, and so we're very, very fortunate to have him, you know, that we are all working together. He's also an owner, and he puts in the same hours, if not more, than I do, and he's a true artist. He will blend flavors and tastes the way an artist would mix colors.
And he's also so caring because I know that when I've asked for things, it's I'm never told, no, we can't do that. It's no. always the spirit of, yes, let's make that happen.
Right.
And that is such a wonderful way. That's the way that it should always be at other places. Yeah. However, it's that way at the Edgecliff. And I also love the little bar. Describe quickly, because our time's going so quickly, and we only have like a minute left. But how would you describe the bar? It's so intimate. I love the bar.
Langley's version of Cheers.
Well, there you go.
We have our regulars, and people just sit, they're like in someone's living room, and we just have, it's a wonderful time in there. We've done fundraisers in there for the local food bank and for WAIF, for the animal organization.
The Whidbey Island Animal Shelter,
yes,
WAIF,
right.
is what we call it over there, and it's just wonderful. So I want to repeat again the phone number, which is 360-221, and then slowly tell us the last four digits.
8899.
And by the way, sweetie, what is the street that you're located on?
It's 510 Cascade Avenue.
Can't be easier than that.
No.
510 Cascade Avenue. And when you get off the ferry and go up the highway 525, that's the only highway there is. You just get off and go straight.
Yeah, that's right.
Up at the top, at the first stoplight, you're going to see the sign that says take a right to Langley. And when you go into Langley, the Edgecliff will be the first large White House on your right. It's right on the corner, and you can't miss the view. There's ample parking, and it is such joy to come. And I'm getting hungry just visiting with you, and I want to come right back.
Yeah, please do.
Yes, I'll be back soon. We'll be there actually this week. So you'll be seeing us, and you're open really for lunch and dinner every day, 7 days a week. And so it's just been such a joy having you on the show, and you won't be disappointed, listeners. My wonderful people that listen to the show, you're going to love the food. And someday when I fly up my staff from California, which I'm going to do from the office down there, I'll be taking them to see you at the Edgecliff.
We'll make something very special.
I have no doubt. You have a blessed, wonderful day, my dear.
I will.
Thank you so much for sharing with us. This is Annalisa that you've been listening to, owner of the Edgecliff, the greatest restaurant in downtown Langley on Whidbey Island. Everybody, stay tuned. This is Barb Schwerz. You're listening to Staging Life with Barb. Thank you to Annalisa. Thank you to all of you that are listening. And we still have another half an hour to go. Come back, and I'm going to talk to a really incredible, talented, accredited staging professional out of New York that also has other wonderful talents in working with flowers, color, all kinds of ideas for you. And so you stay tuned. Positive Choice Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwerz. It's so great to have you listening to my show today, Staging Life with Barb. And, you know, staging has to do with all of the parts of our lives. We can stage to live as well as stage to sell and stage to move in a new property, too. Your life is a stage. You're the producer, the actor, the director. And the same thing is true when we think about our homes. And setting the scene, that's how I came up with this in 1972, 32 years ago. And now we have one wonderful accredited staging professionals all over the United States, Canada, and the world, really. And it is my joy to introduce one of our special ASPs, and I mean that, from New York State. She has been doing some great work, even in downtown New York City. And so, Naren, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barb, for having me.
It's a joy to have you. I want to do several things during our time. I want to interview you about your many really gifts and talents and about the experiences that you're having. And anyone can find you by going to stagedhomes.com, and that's the best place. And all you do is type in Naren's first name,
N-A-I-R-N.
N-A-I-R-N. And be sure you get the I before the R. So it's N-A-I-R-N.
Right.
And she will appear, and then you can get a hold of her directly by emailing her. And I'm going to have her give her phone number a little bit into our interview as well. So N-A-I-R-N. And when did you take the accredited staging professional course?
I took it 2 years ago with Christine Ray in Toronto, actually.
Up in Toronto. And
yeah.
Where's your home?
In Manhattan.
So you live in Manhattan,
yes.
And my brother lives there, too. He's down in Soho, and it's just a joy to have you on the show, and I was so pleased when you emailed me about the story of the people that you helped recently, and I know there are many of them. The one that you emailed me about, would you tell our listeners about mm-hmm. that experience?
I think it's a great example of staging that we offer. You know, we can do full service staging, certainly, but this was a case where a lady and her daughter were living in California, had inherited an apartment, and it had been sitting on the market for a while. Nothing was happening. They decided to come to New York and try to do something to, you know, get some interest on this apartment and get it sold. And she contacted me through a reference with a Corcoran real estate broker, because I also do floral design and terrace design. And this was a pre-war that needed work granted, but had fabulous terrace space, and they just thought it should be selling. So I went in, and for 2 hours, I gave them a comprehensive plan and gave them the resources that they would need, contacts, that sort of thing, and got the job done for them. Basically, they were both energetic people, ran out, did what I suggested. They had a fabulous open house. They had multiple offers all over asking price. And that was simply through design strategy and some inexpensive techniques and rearranging plants on the terrace. I gave her some advice about bringing in color and how she could do some interesting things on the terrace to make it more inviting. She had a kitchen that she thought she was going to have to redo from scratch, and I gave her some simple ideas that she went out and did. And in fact, some people actually complimented her on the kitchen afterwards. So I think it was a good example of how we can go out with our expertise and sometimes just give people the strategy they need, the techniques they need, and it's not an expensive. You know, some people think this is going to cost a lot of money. In many cases, it's just know-how and good strategy.
Well, it's really true, and I so appreciate the story and the wonderful work that you did. And in my mind, it was the great staging work that you did that really sold the property. And you're absolutely right. Since I developed this in the 70s, and it continues to evolve, it's not about the money. Listeners, my five C's of staging are, number one is clean, and that just doesn't mean the carpet. It means the
right.
walls inside
right.
and out.
Mm-hmm.
Clutter-free, which I'm sure you worked with them on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And number three, because the reason I'm bringing this up is something you said, is color.
Color,
and
absolutely.
I want to visit with you a little bit more about that. And then number four is compromise, because it doesn't take a lot of money. And so it's really number five that helps us compromise and create. And that's what you did, was number five, which is creativity. Mm-hmm. And that's what you and I bring, and all of our accredited staging professionals and masters, to our clients is the creativity. They're specialists in other areas, and if we went to work with them and their passion, we would learn from them, and so they're learning from your gifts. Now, tell us a little bit about your floral work.
Well, I studied at the Botanical Garden. It was basically a change in career, midlife change in career, and I studied at the Botanical Garden here in New York City, and I interned with a Upper East Side florist and worked for her for some time and went on my own. And I bring those skills to my staging, because I'm a big believer in flowers and plants and staging, again, for the color and the vitality, the energy they bring to a room. So that has been, I think, a specialized service I can offer my clients. And as you know, Barb, you talk about, you know, first impressions. You know, you don't have a second chance to make a first impression.
Right.
Well, the color, the Institute for Color Research has found that people start forming impressions within 90 seconds. As you
right.
know from curb appeal, as people drive up to the house, they're already making a decision
right.
on it. And that up to 60% of that can be based on color. So for me, when somebody walks through the door, let's say Manhattan apartment, you know, you don't have that curb appeal so much, but when you walk through that door and you open that door, the clock is ticking. So I love to have a simple table, a beautiful mirror or picture, and a gorgeous vase of flowers. And
so
right
wonderful.
Away, it's a welcoming. You think about the lobbies and grand hotels. There's always a beautiful
right.
flower arrangement there.
Right.
And that's another way, a simple way, for clients to bring color to their homes. is through high quality silks and flowers and greenery. So,
well, I love how you described all that, and it's really true. You don't get the second chance to make the first impression. And even outside the building, of course, people subconsciously are already formulating all these feelings and thoughts. And so when you open up that door to the apartment, to the condominium, to the townhouse, a single-family home, it isn't long until, and as an active broker myself, which is how I came up with this in the beginning with my design background, is, wow, they could just turn around and say, I'm not going in, and you lose them right away.
Absolutely.
Now, our time with you, to me, is very precious, and it's really wonderful for you to be able to share, and from my perspective, I'm asking you to also give us a few tips, because I really look to your talent. On, tell us, what are your some of your favorite flowers right now, whether they're real or silk, that have the magic that you love?
Well, I like high-quality silks, and one of the things I'm using a lot of are branches, flowering branches that are actually silk, and they're very real-looking, and you can get real drama using branches. As you know, sometimes you'll have a corner you want to fill. Another very good product are orchids. Silk orchids come in a fabulous range of colors, and they look beautiful. They look great in bedrooms. They look great in a bathroom. I do a simple container. I fill it with shells, seashells, a glass. You can do square, round, whatever you want. I fill it with seashells, and then I do a simple silk orchid in it with leaves, put it in a bathroom. And again, you're talking about setting the scene. Now you're setting the scene for a spa effect.
That is so, I love hearing what you just said about the shells too. And I too use orchids in my staging work, and there's such an air about them of sophistication, class, and yet also I always feel so at home with orchids.
And everybody likes orchids.
Yes, I don't think there is anybody that doesn't like them.
No, in fact, and I also do office work, and in some offices I did for male CEOs and executives, I did orchid arrangements, and men love orchids.
They really do. It doesn't feel too
pretty. You know,
yeah,
they don't
it doesn't
want
feel too
pretty
feminine to them.
But it's
exactly.
People come into their office, and again, it's welcoming. And I think setting the scene of welcoming, whether you're selling your home or having people in, having flowers is such a fabulous and easy way to do that.
Now, let's talk about the unit that or the apartment that you staged. Where did you place the flowers there?
In that particular apartment? What I suggested for them, because they actually did a lot of the work themselves, some of the staging techniques I use that you talk about all the time, of course, are setting the scene. And what they had was this fabulous terrace space. The actual apartment itself needed a lot of work. So what I wanted to do was for the viewer to come in and for their eye to be drawn outside onto the terrace.
Fabulous.
That would be the focal point.
Fabulous.
Focus on the best features of the home or the apartment. So I had them do shears and drape them, you know, with simple tie-backs on the French doors. Leave the French doors open. Have these sheer curtains with tie-backs, and then have a beautiful plant arrangement, trees and colorful annuals around the base. So it was like a picture. So when they walked through the front door, the eye went directly out onto the terrace.
That is so wonderful.
And it was like a picture framed by these sheer curtains. Again, you know, $29 curtains, simple tie-backs,
right,
and a couple of flats of very colorful annuals, and just repositioning the trees. And suddenly they had a work of art, and people were drawn out onto this terrace, which was fabulous.
I love it. I love it. And as you describe, my mind's eye is right there with you, as I know our listeners are too. And it's really true, everyone, that the eye is going to rest somewhere, and to be able to have it go out to the most pleasurable view is what the goal is in staging. And so the mind's eye makes up and works for us, or it works against us. And so what you just described, oh my gosh, it was wonderful. You're doing a fabulous job of describing on the radio what you created. I love it. Now, everyone, you stay tuned, because we are going to come right back, and we're going to continue our interview. And I'm so thrilled to have you on the show today. Thank you so much. And you're listening to Positive Choice Talk Radio, 1150 AM on the dial. Don't you go anywhere, because we have more exciting information coming from our special guest, Naren. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz, Positive Choice Talk Radio. You know, we have choices every minute of our lives, and it's so easy to make positive ones. Yeah, I said easy because sometimes it seems like it's easy to make the negative ones. The key is we just don't stop and think. And we do have the ability to control our thoughts, actually control our emotions, as much as that seems hard to do some days. So I'm really glad to have you with us on Positive Choice Talk Radio. And right now I want to reintroduce our accredited staging professional guest of my show this week, Naren from Manhattan, and I started to say Manhattan, California.
I wouldn't mind, actually.
Yeah, really. You know, tell everybody a little bit about your name, because you're the first Naren I've ever met, and it's such a beautiful, special name.
Well, it's Scottish, so not too many people in North America have ever heard the name before. But there is, in Scotland, a county of Naren, a town of Naren. And when I was young, I hated having a name like Naren because no one had heard of it. But now that I'm older, it's nice to have something that's unique.
It really is. Yeah. It's a gift for you and for the rest of us being able to say your name and the music of it. It really does have...
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. N-A-I-R-N. And you can find Naren on our stagedhomes.com. And we really appreciate you coming to our site. There are three things that you can do on stagedhomes.com. And number one is to find Naren and other accredited staging professionals in other states. And she's in New York. And then also we have properties that are staged for sale. And we're the only site in the world where we have staged homes, townhouses, apartments, etc. for sale. And the third is those of you that are wanting to learn how to become an accredited staging professional can come to the site and learn more about our courses, which are taught really all over the world. And I wanted, Naren, you to give your phone number of how anyone, you never know where people are listening, and even if you didn't get a call today, they may just say to somebody else or email someone else, I heard her on the show, she's really great, and so you have a family that's a friend, perhaps someone listening, that lives in New York City or in other areas where Naren works, that you could email about her or call her. So what's your phone number?
My phone number is 212-308-308-4642.
4642.
That's right.
Great number, 4642. So repeat the whole thing one more time.
212-308-4642.
Thank you so much. And, you know, we have our convention every year of the International Association of Home Staging Professionals. And we have been holding it, which we're going to do this next year as well, in the San Francisco Bay Area. We decided to keep it there and get it really built up, and then we'll start to take it out to other parts of the country. And so it's coming to me, and I'm a person that lives in the moment, as you know. And I'm thinking, not only are you coming next year, I hope, I'm inviting you to speak at the convention.
I'd love to speak, especially about flowers.
So why don't you please email me, Barb, at stagedhomes.com.
Right.
Give me a topic, the title. Just give me a quick title.
Okay.
You can change as much as you want.
Okay.
But we're getting already organized, and there are just a couple of spots left.
Sure, I'd love to.
And, you know, the inner knower said to me when you were talking and speaking on the show, I thought, gosh, I should have you speaking at the convention. And no one has ever spoken about flowers. This is perfect.
I think it's so important in staging and in well-being in general, having flowers in your home.
Oh, sweetie, please. All right, you promised me you're going to make the commitment.
Yes, I will.
All right, I'll be there. And you just send it to me, and you're on the slate. You're on the docket.
Fabulous.
And it's a 50-minute, 5-0 presentation that you'd make. Mm-hmm. You can have as many visuals as you want. Mm-hmm. And so those of you listening, please come to the convention. It's May. I know it's your mother's birthday. May 18th to the 22nd next year. May 18th to the 22nd. We always do it Wednesday evening. We have the trade show, and then we have educational classes on home staging and the things that are related to that on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, with an Academy Awards banquet on Saturday night. And I will already share with you, sweetie, you're going to be speaking on Thursday.
Fabulous.
And that's our staging day for new ideas, and then we have the marketing ideas for building our businesses. We have great speakers then as well on Saturday. And then Friday, I speak and continue with the ideas that I've built that I share. And then the key is that we go out and stage a property, usually a mansion, with like 150 of us. It's incredible. And we actually did that this last year with big Greyhound buses, television coverage, the whole nine yards. So it would be our joy to have you speak.
Oh, I'd love to.
Now, still, I want to hear more about the flowers and color. I can't get my soul filled up enough. I happen to love, and I'm just talking to you woman to woman here, I love lilies, too, the Casablanca lilies.
Oh, yes, I love fresh flowers, but in staging, of course, a lot of people can't afford to do that
right.
every week.
I did get some good silk ones recently,
though. Oh, did you?
And I used them yesterday, actually, and I thought I was going to bring that up on the show. And I also, in my classes, as you know, teach people we do to go outside and to cut twigs.
And absolutely.
Branches
and greens are fabulous.
Now, which ones are your favorite in silks when you talk about branches that have the flowers? And
dogwood.
Where,
dogwood branches are wonderful.
Ooh, where are you
Cherry
finding
blossom.
Those?
Well, of course, you see, I live in New York, so I've got a fabulous flower market here in the city
yes.
with great resources for silks. And as you know, Barb, silks have come a long way in the last 5 years.
Well, they have. It's just amazing.
They used to look pretty cheesy, but now they're very authentic. You can also get beautiful branches with berries on them that look very nice and natural. And a lot of office work I do, I'm using a variety of silks. You try, though, in office work or commercial work not to be too seasonal. That's why orchids work very well. But another thing that's very simple and that's colorful and cheerful are tulips, silk tulips.
Oh, they're so happy. I love the look.
And anybody can arrange a bowl of tulips and have it look great.
Now,
you know, it's not too contrived.
Right.
You just put it because tulips, when you arrange them naturally, just fall on their own anyway.
Right.
So you don't have to have, you know, an elaborate composition with tulips. I think they're great. And I like using just one flower as well for a boost of color in a room. And you asked me about where I like to place flowers. I think certainly if I, you know, if a client has a tight budget, I say, you know, go for impact. Don't have a bunch of polka dots all over the place.
Right.
You know, I certainly in the entry, I think it's fabulous. I like them on a coffee table in the living room.
Right.
Certainly a bedroom if they have money, a little bit of extra money to do something pretty in a bedroom. Bathroom, you can do very inexpensively an orchid kind of arrangement. And dining room tables, there are all sorts of places to put them, but certainly when you walk in, I would say that's number one. And
that,
then in the living
impact.
Room, either on the mantel
right.
or on a coffee table.
The impact, again, as you've pointed out so beautifully, is just so wonderful and important. And you know, even though some of us aren't blessed to be able to go to the markets, as which I could more in New York mm-hmm. City, those of you listening in the mid of the U.S., as mm-hmm. well as Canada and then the West Coast, there are a lot of places where we can go with our businesses to purchase at wholesale.
Absolutely.
Or even places like Michael's, they'll have these, you know, sales, or Joann Fabrics. There's all kinds of places mm-hmm. that'll have the orchids from time to time. Mm-hmm. Cost Plus, Pier One, a lot of these places.
Pottery Barn and a lot of
exactly.
the retailers are also. Hydrangeas, some of the silk hydrangeas are beautiful.
Oh, I love those.
They
those
look
colors.
Very authentic. And again, beautiful colors, the greens, and then they have the beautiful lilacs and blues. If you want to create a cool effect, go with the cool, you know, the blue colors. If you're doing want to create a warm effect, go with the yellows and the golds and the reds. You can really, you talk about creating a scene and ambiance and feeling, because as you know, staging is appealing to all the senses.
Right.
Visual, yes, but it's all the senses. And
right.
we want to welcome people to the home. We want them to have a feeling that they could be living there, you know. So if we want to create a cozy feeling, we would use warm palette. If we wanted to create a relaxing feeling, we would use a cool palette of colors. So flowers can do that very easily.
And, you know, some of us that are listening that are not moving, they hear me say on the show, too, staging is a way of life.
Oh, absolutely.
And so perhaps one of you listening are thinking, well, I don't have the budget right now to go out and buy some beautiful paintings or to get a huge new piece of furniture or a big armoire. Just listening to Naren and what we're talking about, on your way home tonight, just stop one of your favorite places and gather up some really pretty silk flowers that you can enjoy over and over again and do what she's talking about, because you can set the scene and come in your own home every night and just be welcomed by the very thing that Naren's talking about.
Absolutely. It's simple. It doesn't have to be a fancy arrangement at all. You can take, a favorite vase from your granny or whatever and put a few flowers in it and put it on your desk or by your bedside, and that will evoke all sorts of nice memories for you.
And I love that word granny because I had
my granny, yeah.
I know, and I had a special granny, and it just made me feel all cozy inside when you said that. And one of the things you just touched on that I love, too, and I'd love to stage together, as you come to the convention, we'll get to do that because it's so wonderful, the synergy we all create together, is looking around and just finding the most unique containers that we have in our own homes that you don't even have to buy. I mean, you could even take a cowboy boot and put a vase on the inside.
Absolutely.
And stick them on the inside of that. We did that recently on the top of a armoire in a male bedroom that he just loved because we actually did use tulips like you were just describing. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be expensive, and get creative, everyone listening. I love Naren's idea of the seashells. You can stuff the vase with raffia. You can have, you know, Q-tips, cotton balls, you name it, and put the flowers on the inside. Mm-hmm. It's out of the box, out of the box. So let that creativity flow. Now, I want you to give your phone number another time.
Okay, it's 212-308-4642.
And tell everyone, spell your first name again. I know it. I just want to make sure they do.
It's Naren, N-A-I-R-N.
And you can find Naren, and you're like Cher. I like the one name. I love it. I know
you
have a last. I know you have a last name, but we're just getting ready to sign off the air.
Okay.
And go to stagedhomes.com, and you can see Naren, stagedhomes, S-T-A-G-E-D-H-O-M-E-S.com. You can see her picture and her work, and you can email her. And I want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Well, thank you, and I'm excited to hear you speak in May, and we'll have you back on.
Okay, terrific.
So everyone listening, you have a fabulous week. Remember, the choices of your life are up to you. You get to make the decisions, nobody else. You're in control as long as you hold the reins to your own life. Your life's the stage. You're the actor, the director, the producer. Thanks for listening to Staging Life with Barb. Stay in touch. Listen in next week. We have more special guests. I look forward to visiting with you then. Have a great week. Keep making those positive choices.